radicalized, and unchaining my brain. I was playing football for the St. Louis Cardinals and attending Washington University's sociology graduate school during the off-season. The connection between my insular world of professional football and the larger political world was becoming evident. It was not a pretty picture. When the NFL would not honor the assassination of President John Kennedy by canceling the following weekend's games, NFL owners' greed trumped moral considerations of respect and tragedy. In the middle and late 1960s, the NFL's support of the Vietnam War, with its jingoistic pro-military Super Bowl halftime shows, disregarded half the country's opposition to the war. The NFL was in the selling the war business. I was also becoming aware of the issues of racism and professional athletes' economic slavery on the St. Louis Cardinals. On the Cardinals and other NFL teams, African American football players were stacked in certain positions, running back, cornerback, and denied access to others, quarterback and linebacker. NFL teams had virtually perpetual rights to players' services. Free agency, the right to seek other employment upon contract expiration, did not exist. They had you for life, we used to say. Much of this history is covered in What's My Name, Fool? And serves as a backdrop to Zirin's commentary on current issues that, believe it or not, cover similar ground. The world has not progressed that much. There are contemporary athletes who were protesting racism and poverty, the Iraq War, United States imperialism, inequities of wealth, and the corruption of our political process by money and the media. The new ground Dave Zirin covers also includes the increasing impact of sports world as mass entertainment delivering messages of mass consumerism and celebrity. How mass spectator sport emerged as a carrier of the dominant values that underpin our capitalist consumer culture is a story in itself. Values such as competition, respect for rules and authority, fairness, winner take all, aggression, teamwork, hard work, playing by the rules, winning, and merit are central to the sport myth and are also central to the myth of material success in our society. Whether or not these values offer a positive and humane vision pointing to a better life for all of us in our future is an open question. The reality is that these values, gathered together as the success myth, tend to pertain more to players and workers than franchise owners and other elites. In this elite world of business and politics, class, race, connections, cronyism, favoritism, ruthlessness, propaganda, and amassing wealth are critical elements in the success equation. Zirin weighs heavily and well into this underbelly of mass sport and, by extension, corporate and political elites. The larger point I'm making here is that what goes on in the world of sport mirrors what is going on in the larger society. The beauty of looking at the human condition within sport, embedded in our particular culture and society, is to also look at the larger culture in a more focused and concentrated way. This is so because sport is understood to be a meritocracy. The best man or woman plays and wins the contest. Lester Rodney's campaign to allow African Americans the opportunity to play Major League Baseball caught reality's cutting edge because of the fact that many Negro League baseball players were superior to the best players in Major League Baseball, and the white major leaguers said so. It was glaringly clear that the exclusion of African American players was about race and not ability. The league's racism clashed with the value sport and society placed on merit and fairness, and this contradiction gave Rodney's campaign its compelling power. What's My Name, Fool? Also features interviews with numerous past and contemporary athlete activists who Zirin keys off of to make a larger point or to bring individual issues into current focus with his own writings. The book is contemporary, yet also reaches back to the recent past and gives a historical perspective. For those of us who hold to the vision of